Great. Well, I think it's about that time. So I'm going to put the call into moderator mode. And I would like to officially welcome everyone to our Platinum Health Products Wednesday night product education conference call. We get together every Wednesday night to talk about health issues, health concerns, and just hopefully provide common sense information on nutrition and whole food supplementation and things that you can use in your everyday life to feel better and ultimately, you know, achieve health and well-being. So thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. We're lucky every week to have David Sandoval on the call. He's an owner and founder of Platinum Health Products, and he's just got a vast, vast knowledge of nutritional information that he shares with us and is very passionate about the subject, about health and healing and well-being. So thank you, Dave, for being with us each and every Wednesday night to share. And tonight, I'm really excited. We have a special guest coming. He's in California right now, but he's a native of New Jersey. And you may have heard us talk about him in the past. He's an exercise guru, has an amazing body. He's been a model. He's been on MTV. He's just a really gorgeous man, but also what's so gorgeous about him is his heart. He's all about peace and love and about sharing this message, that this awesome message that he's going to share with us tonight. So we're really, really lucky to have Eric Neese on the line with us tonight. Eric, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Amy. Thank you so much for all those nice things you just said about me. That was very...
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for being on tonight. And what we're going to talk about tonight is detoxification. We're going to, like, everybody's like talking about detoxification. Everybody, it's in the media right now, talking about spring cleaning and detoxification. Whether you're spring cleaning your home, you know, getting out the junk, or whether you're spring cleaning your body. And so that's obviously what we're going to talk about tonight. And Eric's going to share with us his story and his amazing journey that he's been on, I think, for 37, 38 days now. So without further ado, Dave, would you like to, I'm not very good here at summarizing what we're about to do, so would you like to jump in with a few words before we get started talking with Eric and asking him what he's been doing?
No, I think we should just get right into the subject. I think that it's an important thing for people, obviously, to examine their own life and see if they might need to do some detoxification, maybe some physical, emotional, or spiritual cleansing. And during a time of, you know, of fasting, it's really a wonderful time to do that. It's an awesome time. I know that, you know, in my lifetime, I've experienced many very long-term fasts, and I encourage people to do it safely, consciously. And so yeah, let's get right into questions and answers, and thanks for that.
Awesome. Well, Eric, can you tell us a little bit about what you're doing and why you decided to do this cleansing and this fasting?
Okay. It's a lot.
Well, why don't you start out? I know that you're fasting, and I know that there's some reasons behind it. So why don't we start with that?
Okay. Well, first off, my background is the entertainment industry, and a lot of people know me from being in the health and fitness industry for my workout videos and things like that. So health and fitness has always been a big part of my life. I grew up in it, and my work has become it. I know how important it is to have a healthy and a clean body, so I'm able to have a maximum amount of output when I'm exercising and working out. I know the importance of having clean blood, having a clear mind, just having a strong mind, body, and spirit. So with that said, I've done fast before. I don't know if maybe some people are familiar with the Master Cleanse. I've done that a few times.
Yeah, the Master Cleanse is what, the lemon juice and maple syrup, and is that the Master
Cleanse? Yeah, the lemon, maple syrup, cayenne pepper, salt flushes, laxative teas at night with the center root, and those types of things. So you know, I've experienced fasts before, and they were incredible. I had a great time doing them, and I learned a lot about myself, and I'm really good results. But the reason why I chose to do this fast, which was for 40 days, was because I really wanted to take it to a whole nother level. And what I mean by that is, in the past, I've been heavily active in projects like raising awareness for teenage obesity. Now, as the obesity issue in our country is at an alarming rate, not only in America but around the world. There's about 65% or maybe more now Americans that are fighting obesity, and 15% of that is children. Children are very close to my heart. I've been very active over the last 12 years in this business and doing different things to help raise awareness and raise money for charities and things like that. I worked with the Elizabeth Glazer Foundation for 4 years raising money for pediatric AIDS. Traveled across America in a big bus, visiting with thousands of children to educate them about obesity issues. And this year, because of a company that I'm involved in, which is a water company, we are going to be doing a lot of philanthropic ventures around the world and providing water for people in places in the world that don't have access to clean water. And one of those places is going to be Africa. We're hoping to make a serious impact in Africa, and since we are going to be going over there, as you know, famine is a serious issue in Africa.
Absolutely.
So I'm telling you all of this because this is one of the main reasons why I did this fast, is because I wanted to know what it was like to experience the feeling of going through a starvation period.
Right.
And along the way, I thought it would be a great idea to try to raise some awareness for the issue at hand. And so that's really the reason why I wanted to do this in the first place. You know, I knew all the benefits that I was going to get from fasting, obviously, which Dave can touch on after I'm done telling you why. But I wanted to kind of bridge the gap between obesity and famine.
Right, exactly.
Because that's the whole point. You know, if everybody fighting obesity in the world, the 1.7 billion people, well, I think the number is right now, if all of those people were to give up one meal a day or two meals.
Right, because some of us eat five or six or seven.
Exactly right. You know, in America, you know, we think that we have to have four, five, six meals a day.
Right.
Well, I'm about to prove all of that wrong on this phone call to everybody that's listening, because I have survived for 39 days.
Wow.
On then 500 calories a day.
Wow.
When you hear what I've been doing in the last 39 days, and you will be able to see it with your own eyes, because I have documented every single day on a video camera my journey.
Wow.
So here you go, right? You give up a meal or two. You know, each person fighting obesity gives up one or two meals. They start to lose a significant amount of weight, and they donate their meal in whatever form to children starving in Africa, which is less than the people fighting obesity. You would be able to balance out both of these two, diseases.
Exactly.
I mean, in a perfect world, that would be great. You know, some people think, oh, yeah, you're a little crazy. That's never going to happen. You know, you just have to deal with infrastructure, with famine and agriculture and all those things. But, you know, we know all that. The idea is to try to inspire people just to do something.
Just to do something. Exactly.
Not obesity, and it's not famine. You know, every day you should wake up and think about what you can do for somebody else. How can you help somebody else in need? Because living in America, a lot of people live a very selfish existence.
Mm-hmm.
And You know, we're very fortunate to live in America at this time. We have everything that we want at the tip of our fingers. You have tons of money. You can have as many cars as you want. You can have any pairs of shoes as you want. You can travel all over the world. You can do all these great things. But at the end of the day, if you don't have your health, which is the one thing in life you only have one of,
right?
Because then you can't enjoy all of those other things because you're dealing with your illness.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, so you said you're on day 39, and you mean 39 days without any solid food.
Yes, that's correct. For the first 15 days, I took in nothing but water and lemon.
Wow.
And as you mentioned earlier in the phone call, I was already in good shape. I was about 175 pounds. My body fat was probably in the below sixes or sevens, I would have to say. I was exercising regularly, had a very healthy diet, eating mostly vegetarian, raw, very clean diet. Have been taking the PHP products for 3 years now. So I was in great shape and in pretty good health before I started. I took a live blood cell test about 2 weeks before I came onto this fast, and the guy who gave me the test, he gave me a rating of about 7.5, which is really good. There was, you know, a little signs of some bacteria, a little fungus. He says that, you know, I needed to drink a little bit more water. He saw some dehydration, but, you know, nothing major.
Right.
So, yeah, I went into it, you know, for the first 2 weeks with just water and lemon. I basically took my body to a catatonic state. My hands were numb. I had tingles in my feet and my hands. I would get up quickly and get very lightheaded. I passed out one time and
oh wow,
ahead on the sauna up at the retreat, at the, you know, the Oasis retreat.
Right.
And that was the day when I got up and I fell down. I said, okay, I need help now.
Right.
That's when I called Dave and I said, you know what? I really don't think that I can go much longer. My body's extremely weak. I had that very severe pains in my stomach. My muscles were starting to atrophy, and I knew it was time for me to get off the fast. I was thinking that, you know, like Buddha and Jesus, I'd be able to just drink water. Not the case. I learned the hard way, and you know, and then Dave came to my rescue with a big box of PHP products, and, you know, everything changed. And that's a whole nother story of what I've been able to accomplish and do while on these PHP products has blown me away. And I think that's probably why I'm on the phone tonight, because I'm so surprised and just excited about what these superfoods actually did for my body.
So basically, like, take us, you know, you left off sort of in the story at, you know, you're dizzy, you know, you're not feeling well, and then you introduce the PHP supplements, but let's make sure everybody understands this is less than 500 calories a day, right?
Right.
Right, so very little caloric, you know, intake, and all of these are all our supplements. So again, no solid food. And tell us how you feel now. However many days later it is, 24 days later.
Amy, I have to tell you that I have, in my entire life, I'm 35 years old. I have never, ever, even close to come to feel the way that I do now. I am on such a high. I hate to use the word, but I feel like I'm tripping. I really do. Somebody asked me today how I feel, and I said, you know what? I feel like air. I feel like water. I feel like fire. I mean, I'm so connected. And the experience that I had in the first 15 days of no food, of just releasing all of these fears that I had inside of me, and, you know, past emotional traumatic experiences that I had when I was a child that I was like releasing through my dreams. And then the healing process that I went through with these superfoods, that each day I started to come back. I would get a little bit more energy each day, a little bit more. I was able to move around, you know, more than each day, a little bit more than the day before. And then finally, after about a week of being on the products, I said, you know what, I think I'm ready to try a yoga class. So I went to Santa Barbara because I was up at the ranch. I drove to Santa Barbara, and I took my first yoga class, and I got through it pretty well. It wasn't a tough one, but I was able to get through the whole thing. I wasn't lightheaded or dizzy at all. And I said, wow, you know, I'm starting to come back.
Wow.
So then I went about another 5 days, five or six days, and I said, I'm feeling really good now. I'm going to really put myself to the test now. Now, mind you, I haven't eaten any solid food in about 3.5 weeks, going on 4 weeks.
Wow.
I found my way back down to the Los Angeles area, and I was in Studio City staying with a friend of mine. And we used to take Taibo classes all the time. So I went to her house to help her paint her fence. She just moved into a new home, and she wakes up one morning and she says, I'm going to take a cardio extreme class with Billy Blanks' brother, Michael Blanks.
Oh, wow, a cardio extreme class. not just an aerobics class.
So she was just telling me she was going. There was a long pause, and I said, you know what, Carrie Ann? I'm going with you.
Wow.
Sure? I said, yeah, I'm positive. So I grabbed my camera, I went to the studio, and I went through a 1 hour, like a Taibo class.
Wow. After
an hour, I filmed the whole thing, and I breezed through this thing. Now, this is what's amazing. I was nervous. I was scared to go through this class, I have to tell you, because I didn't know what was going to happen. When I got about halfway through, I realized that Master Complex, which I've had as a staple in my diet because I train and I work out, and that's the most amazing protein I think I've ever come across in my lifetime, I realized, wow, I'm on these Master Aminos. I popped like 10 or 15 of them before I went into the class.
Mm-hmm.
Not only was I able to go through the class with no problem, like I had been working out my whole life, but the recovery time, there was no recovery time. Like, the following day, I wasn't sore at all. I didn't have a sore muscle in my body.
Wow.
Can only relate that to the superfoods. My body was able to come back so fast. Like, I never broke down. Like, I didn't even have anything to build back up. That was when I was completely blown away and floored by what happened. I called Dave immediately, and I was like ranting and raving on the phone. I was like, Dave, I can't believe what has just happened today. This is truly amazing.
This is amazing that after like a month without food or 28 days or something like that, that you're able to do a high-intensity cardio class like that.
Yep, and I have, and you know, I filmed all this because there's people on the phone right now that may be thinking, you know, that's impossible.
Right. Exactly. But no, you have documented evidence, and Dave and I have been seeing you carrying around your plastic container with your superfoods in them for the last several weeks now. So, absolutely, it is possible. It just takes amazing willpower. But I think what Eric's trying to tell us is with the introduction of the superfoods that It's helping. Yes, of course, it's amazing willpower, but the superfoods are definitely helping him, you know, sustain him and keep him going.
Well, what has happened is, you know, you go through these different stages, you know, of the fast. And I think what's happened is my body has adjusted to the amount of calories that I'm putting in.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't get hungry anymore. Like, I could keep doing this for as long as I want.
Mm-hmm.
That's the crazy thing. Like, I could fast, this fast that I'm doing on the PHP products, I could go like this for another 300 days.
Wow.
No problem. It's really, I can't say it enough. I'm so blown away. I'm so amazed. And it's incredible.
Wow. Well, why don't you tell us, or Dave, if you would like to tell us which products that you recommended or which products you put in the box and took up to the farm to give Eric the care package when you found out about what he was doing and what was happening with his weakness and dizziness and when he actually passed out.
Well, thanks, Eric, obviously, for being such a great spokesperson. And when you said you went to that class with Carrie Ann, that isn't Carrie Ann from, like, that dance show on TV, is it?
Yeah, that's my friend Carrie Ann. She's the judge on Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, she's, what I mean is that's a high-energy workout, I mean, you know, for sure. So that's amazing. Well, the thing is that knowing, first of all, that Eric is premier athletic form, knowing that his body is going to need to have a supreme amount of nutrition, what we tried to do was meet our, you know, basically the same standards we always meet, extremely nutrient-dense foods with almost zero calories. And when you go through life, you want regeneration to exceed degeneration, and that's what Eric experienced when he worked out and didn't have the soreness. That soreness is degeneration, and what he was doing was had instilled his body with a massive amount of regenerative power. And so this isn't surprising at all. The products, as Amy asked me to describe, are a power shake. And the power shake includes activated barley, the ultimate carbohydrate, the food of gladiators. It includes the green kamu plant, which obviously everyone knows is our standard, inexpensive, amazingly potent green vegetable juice powder made from wheatgrass, barley grass, and oat grass. The organic carrot juice powder, and the rice bran tocotrienols. Now, these are all completely soluble, or 99% soluble. They are completely raw, organic ingredients in the case of the activated barley, the green kamut, the carrot. And these are all mixed together in, you know, a series of scoops, a couple of scoops of green, a couple of scoops of activated barley, a scoop of carrot, and a scoop and a couple of scoops of rice bran soluble. Shaken up, this is a drink that has about 128 calories and 125 calories. And you shake that up and you have three of those a day. And it is amazing. It suppresses the appetite, gives you energy, purifies and detoxifies your body, and completely satisfies all of your cellular needs for nutrients. In addition to that, for about every 12 and a half pounds of body weight, you take a tablet, a master amino acid tablet, and you can divide that into 2 to 3 servings over the course of the day. Now you have the ultimate vegetables, the ultimate carbohydrates in the power drink. Then you have the ultimate protein in the master amino acid complex. The only thing missing is the ultimate fat and the ultimate fruit. Well, the ultimate fat is obviously the what we call tropic oil, but what is virgin organic coconut oil. A couple of tablespoons of the coconut oil a day, this is going to help eliminate parasites, and the medium-chain triglycerides are going to give energy and help to burn fat. The final thing is, we went ahead and put him on the tart cherry concentrate and the aloe vera before he went to bed, so that he would be able to deal with obviously a nice deep sleep, but also have that powerful antioxidant, that amazing antioxidant power surging through his veins as he slept. So as the toxins were being eliminated from his body, they wouldn't be reinfecting or polluting his body.
Right.
And so the other thing is, on the we gave him the herbal fiber cleanse since his body was going to be so empty. We wanted to detoxify his organs, take advantage of this time when his body was in such a cleansing state, to detoxify his organs. So we also gave him the herbal fiber cleanse.
Awesome, awesome. Well, let's talk about how this can apply to our listeners, how this can apply to people that aren't so, strong-minded, because I honestly don't think there's any way in the world I could do 40 days. You know what? Maybe I could, especially with the products, but it's the concept of it. I think I'm still too mentally addicted to food. And I don't know, that's, I guess, a whole other topic we can all talk about one day is the mental addiction and the overconsumption of food, you know, that we have here in the United States or North America, which obviously is leading to our obesity problem. But I just don't think I'm not going to prepare myself mentally or physically to do a 40-day cleanse, but I think I could probably do 10. And so, Dave or Eric, either one of you, could you tell our listeners what you think someone could gain from doing, say, a 3-day, a 7-day, or a 10-day cleanse if they just don't think that they have the willpower to do, a say, a 21 or a 40-day fast?
Dave?
Well, the main thing is you need to work your way up. So I suggest that people who have never fasted today start with one day. Who have never ever fasted before, they need to start with one day. That way they know mentally that there's a beginning and an end that they
like
recognize.
A tangible beginning and end, yeah.
And if you take just one day and have the power drinks that we talked about, and the amino acids, and just have 3 drinks a day and have the amino acids and see if you can handle that. And if you can handle that, then try to go every other day for, let's say, 4 days. And all of a sudden you've done 2 out of 4 days as a fast, or 3 out of 5 might be more appropriate. And once you've done that, and you know that you're comfortable with it, you know that you know what it feels like, you know, to do that, then you graduate to a 3-day fast. Because a 3-day fast, to me, is a nice little fast. A 3-day fast gives your intestines and your bowel a chance to empty out. And most people never do empty out their intestines and their bowel. And so, I mean 100%, but it's going to empty out a significant portion, which will shrink your stomach and allow your body to begin to literally eliminate toxins that otherwise it never would have had a chance to do so. And this could easily be accomplished. I would recommend taking the daily fiber blend before you went to bed instead of a laxative tea, because I don't like senna. It is addictive. That's my own personal opinion. And I don't like taking, I don't like adding sugar into your water in the form of maple syrup while you are on the master cleanse, simply because so many people, when their bodies are empty, the candida will just run rampant if you're pouring sugar into your gut.
Right.
And so I'm not very comfortable with that part, but if you are strong like Eric, the master cleanse could work. But for most people, you could do a modified version of that with lemon and water, cayenne pepper, and then 1 or 2 power drinks a day. But the bottom line is that one day could lead to 3 out of 5, which could lead to 3. And once you have done a couple of 3-day fasts, you are ready for a 7 or 10-day fast. But until you have experienced a 1 to 3-day fast, I don't think that it is wise myself, because you don't want to go into uncharted territory and become weak. But I think you could start with a 3-day. I've got no problem with that. If you believe you have the willpower to start with a 3-day, and if you've been eating really, really good, as Amy has been, I believe that it would be no problem for her to go into a 10-day fast. The question is she mentally prepared for it? And I think that she could do it.
I'm a little scared, but I guess that means I have to give up my Frappuccino, right?
I could just...
Well,
but I guess from what Eric is saying, with all the... you know, the green drink and the power food, you don't need the caffeine. And so I'm actually using this as hopefully a way that I can break my addiction to caffeine. So that's my personal little challenge to myself, is to be able to complete a 10-day and at the end of it be done with caffeine. So
I'd like to add.
Tell us about, add what you're going to, and then tell us a little bit about what we're doing Saturday symbolically to sort of continue this whole amazing project that you've begun.
Okay. Well, I'd like to add to, I think, you know, we covered the physical side of it, but what a lot of people don't understand and realize what happens while fasting is there's a more profound experience that happens mentally. And when you talk about willpower, you talk about discipline, you talk about, you know, just the will to do it or wanting to do it or why you're doing it. Everybody's going to have a different personal reason for why they want to do something like this. And the very first step, well, you could relate it to your fast or you could relate it to anything in your life. As soon as you say, I don't think I can, or I can't, I could never, you probably will not.
You're right.
We'll start, if you start your thought process off with that I am this incredibly powerful, confident, good person, and I was created by this great creator in his likeness, and we are all the same. We all have the same, you know, makeup. All the elements that are in this universe are all inside of us. And a lot of us don't realize how powerful we really are. And what I've gone through for 39 days has been a game with myself and a relationship that I have built with myself over 39 days. Because believe me, when I tell you, after those 2 weeks, and I was, you know, fainting and stomach pains and all that, the first thing that I wanted to do was to go out and eat something.
Right.
But I had to constantly communicate with myself and think, what are the reasons why I'm doing this? Why is this so important?
The bunnies were getting scared, were they?
What's that?
I said, were the bunnies up at the ranch getting scared?
No, my mom was scared, and my brother was scared, and my friends were scared, and they were all concerned that what I was doing was going to hurt, I was going to hurt myself,
hurt,
and
right.
I was going to damage myself. And because of that, you know, you have to think about what you're doing and why you're doing it, and if you are going to be okay, because the last thing that your mom wants to do is get a phone call from her son that she's in the hospital. He's in the hospital because he wasn't eating, and, you know, what a big mistake that was.
Exactly.
So it was the relationship I built with my spirit that helped me to get through this. And, you know, telling myself I can do it and having the reaffirmation of the people around me that were saying, you know, go through with it. Because even on day 18, 19, 20, 21, I had a friend of mine, her name was Penny, who's actually going on day 29 as we speak.
That's excellent. Oh, I'm so excited for her.
Right. She came, a friend of mine came to visit me at the ranch because she wanted to do a 7-day cleanse.
That's what she told me.
Right. And she was inspired. And she is now on day 29. She said to herself, I want to do 30. And she is incredible, and I'm so thankful because there were a couple of days where I said, you know what, maybe I'll just do 30 days. And she said, you know what, you made a goal. You told yourself you were going to do 40. You won't be able to live with yourself until you do 40. You said
right.
You were going to do 40. I said, you're right, Penny. My mind's playing tricks on me right now. I want to eat an avocado sandwich, but I'm going to go for 40 days.
Exactly. Well, tell us, I mean, you told us how much energy you have that you feel like if you had to, you could go for 300 days, like just because your body is kind of adjusted to the caloric intake and your cells are being satiated nutrient-wise because of the power foods, because of the superfoods that you're taking. But tell us the story when you went and had your blood rechecked just a few days ago.
Oh, my God, this is amazing. I went to the Health Expo West to go visit Dave because Dave had a booth set up there. It's like the biggest natural food expo in the country. And as I was walking around in this expo, there was a guy there doing a live blood cell test. And I didn't tell him anything about who I was or what I was doing. I just wanted to see the test. And so he tested me, and he's looking through, and he's being not saying anything, and he goes, wow. He goes, this can't be. And I said, what? He goes, there's nothing wrong with your blood. I can't anything wrong with your blood. Your blood is perfect. I said, so you're telling me that this says that my blood is perfect. He says, yep, your blood is perfect. So then Dave tells me about this guy. His name's Herb Stockman, who has a bio-quantum feedback machine. And Dave, I think you would be best suited to explain to the people listening what that machine is and what the results were of my tests after being on the fast for 24 days and 35 is when I went back, or 34 is when I went back to see him again.
Well, the cool part was, again, that this is the quantum biofeedback is a really high-powered computer. And it, you put sensors on the brain and sensors on, where else do you put on your hands, correct?
Ankles, your ankles and your wrists.
Yeah, your ankles, your wrists, and your head. And they send thousands, hundreds of thousands of electrical impulses through your body, and they literally take a bioanalysis of the state of your blood, and they can tell whether you are deficient in any nutrients, whether your blood glucose has stability, whether you have insulin resistance. They can tell you whether your proteins are in deficiency and your muscles are wasting away. They can tell you whether you have too much cholesterol. Everything, over 1,000 different things come back, pieces of information. And so we asked him to simply look at this, at the portion of it that dictated overall health and nutrient deficiencies within the body, because we wanted to make sure that Eric was not suffering metabolically. And basically, he said that compared to, like, everybody he tests, Eric was like 99 percentile, like the very top as far as the quality of his health relating to his blood. And more importantly, that he was not deficient in but minor deficiencies in a couple of B vitamins, which we increased the amount of tocotrienols from the rice bran, and that took care of that deficiency. So the amazing part was that after, weeks and weeks without anything more than 400 to 500 calories maximum in a day, and while, doing a lifestyle, in other words, he was driving around, visiting with people, going to workout classes, doing yoga classes, and this is obviously taxing the system, drawing far more than 500 calories a day. And yet the nutrient qualities were so high. The calories were low, but the nutrient qualities were so high. And when you hear me on my CDs and in my lectures talking about nutrient-dense, low-calorie foods, nutrient-dense, low-calorie foods, I'm always beating that drum. Now, illustrated before your own eyes in the person of Eric and the blood work, amazingly, we see in practice what I've been preaching.
Right.
Low-calorie, nutrient-dense foods are all our bodies need to thrive and survive.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, although Eric was very healthy when he started, it doesn't sound like he could be any healthier now at the end of 39 days. And so let's talk about how, what we can extrapolate from this. What we're preaching to people all the time is just start to incorporate some of these superfoods into your diet. Okay, if you're not motivated or your lifestyle doesn't allow you to really make the commitment and fast for 3 or 7 or 10 days, or you're not ready for that, that's okay. That's totally fine. But incorporate some of these foods into your diet and start to see changes. Now, granted, your blood's not going to go from the 50th percentile or the 30th percentile to the 99th percentile because you're doing it so slowly. But believe you me, it will gradually, the longer you incorporate these foods into your diet and lifestyle, and the more you incorporate, you pump it up from one serving of organic Kamut blend to 3 servings a day, you are going to see and feel changes.
Well, I can just share with you my experience and my life and what I do. For the last 10 to 15 years of my life, I've eaten healthy. I've stuck to a pretty much vegetarian diet. I eat the food that Dave's talking about. And for the last 3 years, I've been on Platinum Health products religiously. I don't go a day without putting these nutrients into my body. In the last 49 days, I survived only on those foods, and I have not had a cold or been sick or visited the doctor in more than 10 years.
Wow, that's awesome. So that just proves that if you take care of yourself, both nutritional, physical, you exercise, and I know, Eric, you take care of yourself spiritually as well. You have you're a spiritual being, that you are functioning optimally. You're functioning at a really awesome level all the time, and then you've just taken it to the next level with this fast. And so what we want to try to motivate everyone listening tonight and the people that you share this information with is it doesn't matter where you start. It doesn't matter if you start, if you're eating McDonald's every single day. You don't have to be a vegetarian to do this. You don't have to be a vegan, or you don't have to exercise every day, or you don't have to do any of that. You can drink beer and eat McDonald's, but incorporate some of these foods into your lifestyle and you will start to see changes, and then the McDonald's won't start tasting so good to you anymore. You smarten up as you incorporate these things into the diet and see what they can do for you.
I hate harsh, and please, forgive me for saying this to anyone out there who is, living that kind of a lifestyle and does eat those kinds of foods. But from traveling across America for, 8 weeks and visiting thousands and thousands of kids across America in youth centers, different school systems and things like that, I went to the 10 most fattest cities in the country. And if you are eating like that and you continue to eat like that, then I'm sorry to tell you, but you're going to suffer. You're going to have an early death. You're going to be visiting the doctor often. You're not going to sleep well. You're going to be emotionally distraught. There's so many things that come with eating this Western diet that we have. I've seen it firsthand. I've talked to people all the time. We're living in the day and age where our children are going to die before their parents, and it's all because of food. Mm-hmm. So if you don't make the changes now, eventually it's going to catch you, because it's following you as we speak, if that's the lifestyle that you're living. So I have done this because I wanted to be an example, and I wanted to be able to share this experience with you and everybody that's on the phone, because from my heart, I care about your well-being. So that's why I went on this journey, and I hope that some people can learn from it. This weekend we're going to be we have a number of celebrities and friends and family that I'm going to be passing the torch to. And what we're hoping to accomplish is that for 365 days this year, that this fast will continue. And whether you do it for 3 days or 10 days or 2 weeks or 40 days, as long as we keep it going and we keep inspiring each other and we keep sharing ourselves unconditionally with love with each other, then we will be able to help the 65% of America and the 1.7 billion people in the world fighting obesity. And maybe we can even put a dent in the famine issues in Africa. I mean, is everybody aware on the phone that there's actually 50% of children all around the world that go to bed hungry every night?
Wow.
And what kind of messages are we really putting out there, and how much are we really doing, not only to help ourselves, but to help the people around us? We really need to start doing something about it. And, if the members and the people that are a part of the Platinum Health Company can come together as a unit, as a family, as a team, and work together and do this fast for 365 days, we will be able to make enough noise where people will listen and people will change. And, you can't change the world with one person, but if one person inspires another and they inspire another, and then they inspire 5 more, 10 more, 100 more, 1,000 more, 100,000, then we can change the world. So we all need to help each other in so many ways, and I hope that with these 40 days and 40 nights that this does happen, and we can all do something to help the world.
Absolutely. That is so awesome. And you are an awesome example to the world, Eric. And just thank you so much for sharing all that with us and, you know, and for doing that. You've definitely inspired me and inspired Dave. And I think we're both going to do something. And we're going to start out confident. Like you said, you have to start out confident saying, I can do this. Because if you sit there and you think over and over and over, because I've done this before, you know, I want to fast, I want to cleanse, but I don't think I can do it. And, of course, I've never really fully done it. So I'm going to do it this time. And thank you so much for that motivation. And Dave, I'm sure all the people listening are wondering again what the supplements are and what the quantities that you recommend and how you mix them together and how many times a day. So if you wouldn't mind going over that again, so if people have a pen and a paper, they can jot it down. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Awesome.
Okay, well, I'll give everybody a second if they want to get a pen and paper, and I just want to say that, you know, having done innumerable fasts, I remember back in the day I would fast for weeks at a time, and Amy would call me up on the phone, and she'd say, "So Dave, you know, you're supposed to have broken your fast. Have you eaten today?" And I'll, "Oh, yeah, I have." So I'd go, "Well, what did you eat?" And I'd say, and she'd go, "You're lying, aren't you?" And I go, "Yeah," because I so broke my addiction to food that I didn't want to eat, and I really had to force myself back into a lifestyle where I did eat. And so I have to say that we are addicted to food, and we can do this. I promise you that we can do this. And I just want to say that, Eric, you're a dear friend of mine, and your desire to make a difference in people's lives is something that is very much worth passing on, and I hope that people will be inspired. I know that that it's really an amazing thing to, an amazing thing. And we told a story last night. I just have to tell it. I'm sorry, we heard a story yesterday that I really have to share with you. It's a story about hope. It's a story about love. It's a story about healing. And I just want to, if everybody, while you're getting your pen and paper, I'm going to tell this story. Then we're going to tell you about the products that you're going to use for your fast if you're going to do this yourself. But first, the story. Because there's a young lady who works for us, and I won't mention her name, but she's been working with us for a while. And a few years back, her dad worked for us as well. And during the time he worked for us, he had been laid off of another job and came to work for us temporarily. During that time, he found out that he had prostate cancer, advanced stages of prostate development, where his PSA was high, above 7. And I told him, I took him aside, and I said, "Larry, you know, the reason you lost your other job and the reason why you came to work here was all in God's hands. And I said, you know, you're led here because you needed what we have to offer you for this disease that you have." And he seemed skeptical but hopeful. And so we put him on a program. It's our prostate cancer battle plan. It's something that is available, I believe, on the back office, but you could just call and get a copy. He went on the prostate cancer battle plan, and his prostate shrank from a 7 down to a 2. 2 or a 3, which is very, very safe. And what did he do, Amy? Just like all of those people, you remember the stories I told you?
Yes, but he stopped doing the program.
Stopped doing the program, returned to eating the foods that he gave him comfort that he had been accustomed to during his lifetime. Well, unfortunately, I went by Heather's desk a few months ago, 3 months ago, and she was crying. She had just got off the phone with her father, and the doctor had reported that his PSA was now 9, and his chances of survival were slim and none. Well, it just so happens that for some reason, he wasn't working for us any longer at this point. It just so happens that for some reason he came by to drop something off for Heather. And I took him aside and I said, "Larry, we've got to get you back on this program. You know that." And he says, "Dave, I think it's too late." I said, "Larry, listen to me, Larry. If there's one thing I'm going to prove in my lifetime,
never too late.
It is never too late." And so I took him and I put him on the program again, and I reminded him to stick with it diligently, and he promised me he would. Well, 2 days ago. 2 days ago. I'm sitting in the lunchroom, and this young lady who works for us, for Amy and I, well, I say young lady, she's not that much younger than me, but this woman who works for us came and handed me a piece of paper, and on that piece of paper was a doctor's report. Amy, would you finish this story?
And his prostate had gone from a 9, which is severe, stages of the disease, to a 0.9, which is extremely safe and healthy. So he really has completely reversed the condition. And
doctor said undetectable. 0.9 is undetectable.
And really what he changed was he started incorporating the program and the products into his lifestyle. And he's not a vegetarian, and he's not doing any cleanse, and he drinks a beer every now and then, I think. And, you know, he's a regular guy, and he incorporated these products into his lifestyle and into his diet, and amazing, amazing things happen. And so that's just the quest that Dave and I have, is just getting out and talking to people and making them aware of what they can do to help themselves. That's what Eric is trying to do. Let's talk about this fast. Let's make some awareness that people are just overeating and killing themselves with the crap that they're putting in their mouths. And if you could just even reduce your caloric intake slightly and add these superfoods, you are going to have phenomenal changes in your life. And so that's what the three of us here on the line tonight are just hoping, that we inspire you to do it for yourself and to go out and tell your friends and family and loved ones and coworkers that they can experience the same benefits. You know, they can experience these wonderful things in their life as well.
Exactly. And I have to tell you that we are much stronger than we know. And when we align ourselves with the light of doing right, with the light of loving, and with the light of service to mankind, we may be weak. Like now, I'm weak. It's been weeks and weeks and weeks. I think probably now I'm going on over a month since the last time that I didn't have to get up with obligations of work. And I was exhausted, even feeling a little bit sorry for myself when that young lady came to me with that news. And I have to tell you, it reminded me one more time of the lessons I try to share with others, and that is that it's never too late. It's never too late. And that the work that we do, as exhausted as we may be, is good work. It's right work. And it's work that truly is making a difference in people's lives. And you know what? When it gets to that point, it ceases being work.
Exactly.
And so I just want to thank Amy for believing in this dream that we call Pots and Health Products and Organic by Nature, for putting your heart and your soul into it. I truly appreciate you for that. I want to thank Eric, who has absolutely been inspired by what you and I have done, and he has picked up that torch, and he is out there, and he is carrying on the work that we began in an amazing way. And I want to thank every single person who's listening tonight for taking the time to be part of our community, a community of people who care, a community of people who believe that we could change the world. One person at a time, and as Eric said, becomes 4, becomes 8, becomes 800, becomes 800,000. And we can do it. I promise you we could do it, but it will not be easy. So thank you for taking time out of your life to be with us tonight. And if you have those pens and papers ready, I want to share with you what we've done and how we have done it. Is now a good time, Amy?
Yeah. If we could keep it in like three-ish or so minutes, and then because we're running short on
time. It'll be recorded.
Yeah.
It's within the recording time. Awesome. Thank you for that reminder. What we need to do is we need to get the carrot, the organic carrot, the organic activated barley, the organic Kamut blend, and the rice bran soluble. And we're going to take 2 large scoops of rice bran solubles, 1 large scoop of activated barley, 1 large scoop of carrot, 2 large scoops of the green Kamut blend. We're going to put that into a blender or something with a lid and shake it up with 8 to 16 ounces of water. 16 ounces would be better. shake it up and drink it, sip it, roll it around your mouth, chew it, and take that. This is going to be 3 to 4 times a day, depending upon your tolerance. You're going to take one master amino tablet for every 12.5 pounds. That means if you weigh 125 pounds, you take 10. If you weigh 250 pounds, you take 20 a day. Divide that into 3 or 4 servings as you are comfortable, and take them throughout the day to keep your body from wasting, to stop muscle wasting. You are going to take a couple at 1 to 2 tablespoons, again, depending upon your weight, for each 125 pounds-ish, basically for every, let's make it easy, for every 50 pounds, take a teaspoon of coconut oil. So if you're 150 pounds, that's 1 tablespoon. You could take up to 2 tablespoons a day. These are medium-chain triglycerides. They'll help your body burn fat. They will also boost your immune system and help purge parasites. You are then, prior to bedtime, going to take a tablespoon of the apothecary and a teaspoon of the aloe vera. These are going to help cleanse your organs while you sleep. Additionally, you are going to swallow the herbal fiber cleanse if you choose to do that cleanse simultaneously. You'll take the label instructions on herbal fiber cleanse, which I believe are 3 to 4 capsules a day.
I believe it's 6.
I thought it was 3 capsules twice a day. Six a day. And this is going to cleanse the internal organs. So that is the regimen. And Eric, would you like to add anything to that at all? Obviously, you got dehydrated, so you probably want to remind everybody that they still need to drink half their body weight in water a day in addition to the liquids that are part of the juice fast.
I think that all I can really add to that is, you have to just listen to your body. And if you're hungry or if you're tired, you can make yourself another drink. You can maybe eat a few more Master Aminos, take another tablespoon of coconut. You just really have to listen to your body. I would also suggest taking a lot of quiet time, spend a lot of time by yourself. You know, when you're doing this fast, it's about you. And this is the one time in your life where you can be selfish. I would spend as much time as you can by yourself, thinking about what's important to you, what you're doing with your life, if you love your job, if you love your relationship, if you have some issues with loved ones, your family, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, or your wife. Now would be a good time to contemplate those things and make the necessary changes in your life to make them right for yourself. And it's a great time to love yourself and to build that personal relationship with yourself and that little voice that is inside of all of us. I like to say that it's a great idea to always to return to your center, to return to the place of creation within inside of you, and really contemplate on who you are, what you're doing, and what you're doing with your life. And I promise you that each day that you go through this fast, and each day that you do spend time by yourself and you are quiet, you will begin to empower yourself mentally, physically, and spiritually in a way that you could never possibly imagine. You could never possibly imagine the power that you have inside of you and the ability that we all have to share ourselves with each other and to be healers. I think that's it. That's what's important. And we need more people that in this world that live with compassion in their hearts and care about each other and care about all of God's creations. And I hope that with that said, you're inspired. You will go down this road of healing and be able to take that and pass it on to somebody else and give them the greatest gift that you could possibly give somebody, which is good health. So I pray for all of you. I pray that God blesses all of you that are listening, and I pray that your blessings will continue on and share those blessings with everybody else in your life.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I think I'm going to go ahead and open up the lines. Actually, really quick, I just wanted to kind of touch just for like 1 minute because we're totally running out of time here. Like the benefits, Dave, just like really quick in like 30 seconds, tangible benefits that people might see.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is a. I want my 30 seconds to start. I'm sorry. this is a fast. Most fasts are catabolic fasts. That means you are breaking down. It's for a spiritual purpose almost exclusively, okay? Because there's only a certain amount of time that you're cleansing. And then after that, your body actually begins to catabolically break down. What we've done, what Eric asked me to do, is create an anabolic fast, a fast where he would actually get stronger every day he was on it, where he would actually have a greater physiological and cellular, you know, wellness. And this is what we've done, and this makes it different than any other fast you've ever seen, because this is a anabolic fast, a fast of cleansing, purging, detoxifying, and then rebuilding your body stronger than it was when you began the fast. And almost everyone knows you are always weaker when you end a fast than when you start. This is the opposite of that, an anabolic fast. So Amy, thank you for asking. The results are that you can return a youthfulness to your body that you have not felt in years, and that really is the benefit.
Awesome. Thank you for that. And so I'm going to go ahead and open up the line, and if anyone has any questions, please shout it out to Eric, Dave, or myself.
Okay, Amy?
Hi.
Okay, I've been on a fast for the last 8 days. Tomorrow will be 9.
Great.
And one of the things that I'm looking at, and I say that everybody should do, you should read David's book.
I'm listening to something on the phone. Fishing.
Because David's book, especially in the back where it talks about the food is more than the sum of its parts.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about the spiritual nutrition. Keep your energy.
Oh, you know what? Let me interrupt you one moment. If you are not going to ask a question, to cut out your background noise, if I could please ask everybody to hit *6 on their phone, you'll get a little message that says you are now muted. And then when we won't hear your background noise, and then if you would like to ask a question, just do that again. Hit *6. And I apologize for that, but please continue.
Okay. At this particular point, I've been on a fast for... I used to do it many, many years, and as Eric attested to, it is very difficult because you got to go through mind power. But when I read David's last part of the book, I was jumping up for joy because I knew that he understood exactly what it was to deal with nutrition and understand the part that food plays in providing that nutrition. It was so key to me. And I had read it, and I said, well, I'm going to do things a lot differently because I've done the 40-day fast in the past, and I kind of got through that through some other individuals. But David's book kind of lined me up with more nutrition, and as Eric had attested to, the master aminos are unbelievable. They're just unbelievable. They are the best that I've ever used, the best that I've ever had. And the green kamut as well. I use the spirulina, David, for that nutrition as well. So I know that you didn't add that in there, but that was a big part for me. And, of course, I
apologize. He did add spirulina after the 20th day, and he has been using the spirulina since then. Thank you for that reminder.
Okay.
How much spirulina, Dave?
A tablespoon a day.
A tablespoon a day or a tablespoon with each shake?
No, a teaspoon with each shake, or if you're taking tablets, it would be the equivalent of like 30 tablets.
But I would just like to say in ending that, you know, absolutely, you know, we can do it. And I think as Eric said, if each one does it, you know, it will send a message across the world because I believe that, you know, as we all know, sometimes marketing plays a great part of how we feel about, you know, these things of what food, if we don't have it, what it will do. It was hard for me to get past the 40 days because I thought that, you know, if I didn't eat, something was going to happen. And that was my mindset, like Amy, you know, as she's talking about these things. But David has been through it as well. But the fact of the matter is that's the one thing you look at because that's been drilled into us, you know, since we were kids. but it's not true. It's not true. But the part that David's talking about, nutrition, is absolutely what you need. And I suggest that people read the Green Food Bible. And I've been sharing with this book with folks at my job on and on and on. And I think it's a lot of the answers and to keep your focus and a lot of the things that it says in there is absolutely on point. And, David, one more thing. You talked to Dr. Calipe. You was on his show.
Yes.
I heard that interview, and he was praising your book, you know. And I noted that you didn't talk about that, and I know you don't give, you know, what's going on. But I heard that interview, and he was really, really impressed with your book. And I guess that's why you and him had that communication. But that was an awesome thing. And then I had the privilege of completing it, and it just was, I can't say enough about it. It was really, really good and inspiring. And David, just keep up the good work. I know sometimes you lose your footing, but just keep up the good work because it is making a difference.
Thank you, my brother. I sincerely appreciate that. And, you know, I may stumble, guys, but I promise you I will not fall.
A question. I couldn't write fast enough. Would it be possible that this anabolic fast formula could be sent out on the email
Yes,
listing.
I would like that
great
too.
Idea.
Yes. Oh, that's a great idea. When we send you out the web link, we will.
Yes, because I couldn't write fast enough either, and I was still trying to wonder how much organic carrot, how much activated barley.
I'm
going to
repeat it one more time. We are going to have one scoop of carrot, one scoop of activated barley.
One scoop
of each of those.
Okay.
And then two scoops of rice bran solubles.
Okay.
And two scoops of the greens.
Okay.
Now, if you want to put two scoops of activated barley, that's okay with me. Okay. But only one scoop of the carrot.
Okay.
And then what? And then one teaspoon of spirulina, if you choose to add that.
A teaspoon of spirulina is something we added after his blood work showed that he was a little light in phenylalanine, so we added the spirulina, and that came right out.
And then you said on the Master Amino, one tablet for every 12 and a half pounds of body weight, and broken up, that would be total per day, but break that amount up, you know, during the day.
Yeah, let's say like Amy weighs 125 pounds. That would be like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 tablets. She would probably take 4 in the morning and then 3 in the afternoon, 3 in the evening for her total of 10.
And okay. Then in the evening time, how much cherry, Dave?
Tablespoon of a top papa cherry and a teaspoon of 40X aloe vera.
A teaspoon of what?
Of aloe vera.
Okay.
Our 40X aloe vera. And then... one thing that Eric and I did just for fun is we started throwing a teaspoon of Nutrition Now Meal Option vanilla flavor into our shakes just to give them a little more, you know.
Flavor?
And it was delicious. He was staying at my place, and he goes, "You ready for a shake?" I said, "Yeah." And when he handed it to me, I said, "What on earth is this? This is delicious." And he said, "No, it's the Power Shake plus a scoop of Vanilla Now Meal Option." And that was just phenomenal.
Vanilla what?
The Nutrition Now meal replacement.
Okay.
Yeah, the vanilla. And then you mentioned something about the coconut oil. When and how is that incorporated?
Coconut oil is to be taken when you're feeling low of energy. You could have it up to a tablespoon. I recommend like a teaspoon, like up to 2 tablespoons a day. But I recommend probably 1 tablespoon when you're starting out. And you just take a teaspoon whenever you're feeling a hunger pang, and that is going to provide medium-chain triglycerides to give you the energy to help you through it.
And then these power shakes, Eric, were you mixing it with apple juice, with water, with
just
water?
No.
Just water.
How much
water?
Yes. And I think you said 16 ounces.
16 ounces of water, yes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Well, again, will all this be coming out in an email that gives quantities?
Yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you very much. That's a great suggestion.
I have a quick...
Within 1 week, we're also going to have a website we're going to send you a link to that will have a lot of information about Eric's fast. You can read about it, see the pictures, everything. But just be patient. It'll be next week's call, we'll announce that.
Awesome. Any other questions tonight?
Just a quick question on the cherry juice.
Okay.
The ORAC of over 7,000 per 1 ounce serving, is that the same for the entire bottle?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, every ounce in the bottle, yes.
Okay, so but I'm saying the whole bottle will still just have the 7,000.
No, no, sir. 7,000 per serving.
So if you drink the whole...
Times 16 servings, so that would be basically 112,000.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Perfect.
Yes,
any other questions tonight?
Yes, and so how can I get my email address to you so that I can get that information or a link to the website?
If you call customer service tomorrow, you can ask to have your email address updated. And that number is the 888-747-6733, or you could email us at info@phporder.com and ask to have your email address input into your file.
And if we've been receiving emails in the past, is that an indication that we're on a master email distribution plan?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Definitely.
I have one question. Can I make?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I'm 61 years old, and I have been very, very dizzy for the last 2 months, and my memory is really going down, so I'm very worried.
Revive it all.
Yep.
Yeah, you need to try the product called Revive It All. It's for brain function. It's based on a formula that was written about in Reader's Digest, and people have been having amazing results with memory and brain function.
Yes, I thought that was about my hormones going down as a woman, but I don't know exactly. So I was today thinking to go to the doctor, but I said no, and then I got this call, and thanks God I was listening all the time here. So I'm going to start your program.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, the Revive It All, just as Amy said, it was on the cover of Reader's Digest saying that this formula was the end to aging as we know it. And all we did, Amy and I, was double the potency of the formula they talked about in Reader's Digest, and then we added a full dose of pharmaceutical-grade ginkgo biloba and superoxide dismutase, the master antioxidant enzyme. All of these ingredients have the ability to penetrate what's called the blood-brain barrier and enter a fancy word, what's called the mitochondria. And I know this is a lot of scientific words, but it means in layman's terms, these nutrients are able to do what other nutrients aren't able to do, and that's get into the deepest part of your brain and affect its memory and its communication with your body. And that's what's really important, is that your brain communicate efficiently with your body. And this is a product that will make sure that yours is doing that in an optimal way.
Yeah. So do we have Revive It All?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
May I ask a question, Dave? Which issue of Reader's Digest was it in, please?
We've got a copy of it, I think, going up on our website. But Amy, do you know that answer?
It was like October 2004, I think, or maybe it's been a while. But if you email the office, if you email or call customer, we are getting it posted on the website. I don't believe it's there yet. First, I have no idea why it's not there, but it's not there. But if you email, we could email you back a PDF of it, or check out the website in a couple days, and we'll make sure and have it up there.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
May I ask a question, please?
Sure, go ahead.
On the fast, the apple cherries, would that be enough fruit for the body, or should you have other dehydrated fruits in your?
You could use bile fruit instead of apple cherry,
okay.
But the bile fruit will not offer the same benefit for sleeping. But that's the only real, the only real deficiency you might find. So absolutely, the bio fruit could be substituted for the cherry. Great question. Thank you for asking.
And both of them be together.
They
yeah, you can
be put together.
Totally.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I have a question. I want to find out also, what was the body weight per for the Master Amino?
For every 12 and a half pounds, one tablet.
Now, how many times should you use this formula a day?
Well, you calculate that out for the day. Like, say you weigh 125 pounds, you'd say you need 10 of the tablets throughout the day, and then you break them up and take them, like, some morning, some noon, some night.
Okay, I'm saying, like, for the scoop of carrot, activated barley, the brand, when you're using, when you're doing this drink, how
many
times
a day?
Every
4 hours, up to 4 times a day.
Okay. You said every 4 hours up to 4 times?
Correct.
Okay, very good. All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Amy?
Oh, we've got two people talking at once. I'm sorry.
Okay, you go.
I have a question for Dave. My question, I have a problem.
I can't hear her.
Wow, I don't think we have a very good connection. Maybe you're on a cell phone.
I am. Can you hear me now?
A little bit better.
Okay, my question is for Dave. I have an autoimmune problem, and it's like 2 months of immunity, and I ordered the immune pack. My doctor was saying not to do that. Product would you suggest instead?
No, sweetie, I cannot hear what you're saying. Would you please call me on the number tomorrow during work hours, and I promise I'll take your call. But I'm not going to be able to. I just can't make out what you're saying right now. I heard you said you bought the immune pack, and your doctor said something. But I apologize. We're going to take another question now, but I will talk to you tomorrow. So please call 888-747-6733.
Okay.
Mine's very short.
Okay, sure.
How much green kamut? One scoop?
Two scoops.
Two scoops of the green.
Okay.
May I ask?
Dave or Amy?
Hi.
Hi, Lori. I want to ask something. If you don't do the pH diet, normally the Master Amino you take one for every 20 pounds, or you can keep one for every 12 and a half pounds?
Well, typically when you're eating other protein sources, that's why we boost, that's why they've doubled it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Amy?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Okay. I have this pain in my side that has been bothering me for the last 4 months. And I'm on the cherry juice, and it does help, and it's not continuously, but it can be annoying.
Is it like joint pain, or is it like maybe like colon blockage pain?
Is it below your lower left rib?
Yes, and it like goes around.
Yeah, what you have is an impacted colon, sweetie. It's going to lead to candida, but... This is a 3-day fast would be really good for you, but your fast would be slightly different. You're going to add enzymes and probiotics. You're going to do the same thing that we described, but you are going to add a double dose of enzymes and probiotics, and we're going to eat away at the bacteria and the impacted food that is built up. Now, for people who are going to start this fast and you have not been eating at least a moderately healthy diet, Amy and I strongly suggest that you add a double dose of enzymes and probiotics for the first several days of your fast in order to make sure that you clear out the impacted matter that is coming up in your colon. So, sweetie, I really suggest at least a 2-day cleanse fast for you with a lot of enzymes and probiotics.
Can I call you tomorrow and get that?
Great. Yeah, it sounds like you have what I've battled my whole entire life, right when the colon makes the turn, what is it called, the transcending, when it turns to the descending, and it just gets a blockage, and it can be really painful.
I'll call you tomorrow, Amy.
Can you repeat the telephone number that we can call David, please?
Oh, no. Hold on a second. I don't want to give the wrong impression, but I don't have the time to take calls all day, just to be blunt about it. That's why we have these calls. So you typically need to email in your questions, and we email out, or you could, because I don't want everyone to get the impression that I'm able to take calls, and I really love to take calls. and I'll do my very best, but you have to remember that during the day I'm dealing with a thousand other issues relating to running this company, okay?
Okay,
so I don't,
sure.
I totally understand.
Oh, no problem, but email your questions in to customer service, and that's info@phporder.com, or feel free, you could even phone in your question, and one of the customer service operators can try to answer it for you, or can find time to get with David and then phone you back. So if
I'm pretty good at calling people back. Okay, I'm really good at calling people back if you leave your name, number, and your question. It's just difficult during the day for me to field unexpected calls because my day is already filled with meetings and appointments. It isn't that I don't want to speak to you. I oftentimes will call you in the evening or on a weekend. So please do feel free to call in, leave your number and your questions. And if I cannot get back to you, I'll make sure that somebody does. But a lot of people know I do answer the phone a lot. I just can't answer the phone every time.
Yeah, correct. So I do understand.
Awesome.
Okay, we are running really short on time, but maybe one more question if anyone has another question.
Yes.
Amy?
Would the Revive It All product be the best one also for stroke recovery as far as memory deficit from the stroke would be concerned?
I believe that it is definitely the heart aid is going to be a benefit as well during the process of trying to restore whatever is possible to restore. So the heart aid and the Revive It All would be two that I recommend, Amy.
And definitely green drinks to oxygenate the whole entire system.
Good call. Absolutely.
What was the third one? Green what?
Like green drinks, like the organic Kamut blend.
Okay.
A lot of green drinks. There was a lady with a question.
Yes, thank you. It's for Amy or David. It's Carolyn, and I wanted to just clarify that with this fast, we can, am I correct, take the Master Aminos with the drink or away from the drink?
Oh, good question.
Well, I personally am a little bit lazy, I guess, because I take mine with the drink.
So either way, then.
Either way works.
But the thing is that if you need the energy from the Master Aminos, take them in the two-hour gap, in that gap between the drinks. You see what
I'm
saying?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, we are running tight on time, so I want to thank Dave for all the awesome information. I want to thank Eric for his passion and his willpower and his willingness to come on and tell us all about it. You're such an inspiration, I think, if you're still on the line with us, you can see what an inspiration you've been to the group that we've had on tonight. And just thank you and best of luck in your next day or two while you finish this up. And I wanted to repeat just one more time, if you like this information, I'm not sure how far it recorded into our question and answers, but you can access the call again, the bulk of the call, by calling 212-461-8911. You can feel free to give that number to anyone that you think could benefit from this information, and this call will be posted tomorrow afternoon and run for 1 week. Also, we will be posting the call on the website, but because Debbie's on vacation, it may be a few days before the call gets posted, and at that same time, we will email everyone out a web link. So you can just click right on that link and listen to it right on your computer. And this is a really inspirational, awesome call, and I was really happy to be a part of it. So this is one that I'm going to download from my personal archive when I meet somebody and really want to inspire them. I'm going to give them that call, this call. So I'm hoping that you guys will do the same. So, again, Dave, did you have any final comments?
I definitely do, and it won't take long. I want to remind you of a couple of things that it might seem as though there is no hope for you. It might seem as though, you might say that too much has happened in your life that you don't think that, like with Larry and his cancer. And they told him, you know what, Larry, you're so far gone that there's very little chance. It would take a miracle. And, miracles do occur, and it is never too late. And sometimes you could get that warning. Sometimes you get that, it's almost like a blessing because it causes you to examine your life. It causes you to go out and seek to change all of those things that got you into the position that you're in. And if God smiles on you And if you are diligent and truly, truly do what's necessary, then I believe that it is never too late. I believe that miracles do occur. And I want to encourage all of you to believe in miracles. I want to encourage all of you to never, ever give up. That's the last word. And I want to thank everybody who's with us tonight for your participation.
Awesome. And just the very last thing, and I'm sorry, I just thought of this. We're going to have a follow-up call in 2 weeks, and we would love for anyone to, if you start the fast, I'm going to start the fast. I think Dave's going to start.
And that'll be our last day, Amy, 2 weeks, because we're going to start in 3 days. So we'll be 1 day out of our fast.
Exactly. So we're going to have a follow-up call and talk all about it, and we would love for anyone to email in testimonials or email in questions that we'll be happy to address. So everybody, mark your calendars.
More than that, Amy, I'm sorry, but we want people to be willing to be ready to order your products and get them so that when me and Amy are done with our 10 days, just like Eric is passing this torch on to us, Amy is going to pass, and Amy and I are going to, and all of you who are starting, all of those who are going to start with us this Saturday, 10 days from then, we want to have the ability to pass the torch on to you all. And we want this to go on until as long as we can. We're seeking 365 days. So if you go to the website, if you want to be part of this, give us your name. We're going to put you into this relay race, and we're going to track it. And for a year, we're going to follow the people, and we hope at the end to think of all the names that are going to be there out of 300 and to have achieved 1 year of fasting in order to bring attention to world hunger, inspired by our friend Eric and by the the hard work of Amy and everybody at Platinum Health Products. This could be a world-changing event, and we're here at the beginning. And I want to say that this could be something that's going to grow and gain tremendous attention. And I hope that you will decide to be part of it, to help us create that energy, to blog, to email, to mass call, anything it takes. But let's get the word out, because this is an important time for all of us in our lives, and it's never too late to change.
And next week when we log onto the call and we say who we are and where we're calling from, we'll say how many days. So it'll be Amy Day 3. So anyway, well, thank you so much, Dave, and thank you, everyone, for being on the line with us. I hope you've enjoyed the information, and we look forward to talking with you next week and each and every Wednesday night. So thanks again.
Thank you so much. It was a fabulous call.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you, Dave and Amy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amy.
Thank you, David.
Amy?
Yes.
Could you give out that number for the playback line again?
Oh, sure. It's 212-461-8911.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Congratulations,
Amy?
Eric.
Yes.
Amy, can we get David's book if we go online too?
Yeah, you can order it right online. Go to phporder.com, or I think it's still available. I mean, it's available at amazon.com as well.
On amazon.com?
You can search for it on Amazon, or you can go to phporder.com.
What is David's last name?
Sandoval, S-A-N-D-O-V, like Victor, A-L.
Okay. Thank you so much. It was excellent.
Thank you.
Okay.
Congratulations to Eric. Thank you.
Oh, yes.
Congratulations.
Yes.
Again, I'm looking forward to the email with the recipe for the anabolic fast. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll get that out as quick as we can.
Okay.
Thanks, everybody. Good night.